Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. And when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'm so happy to be with you on this June the 6th on the West Coast, now June the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd also like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and on behalf of BBS Radio, we do apologize for the delay. We had some technical issues that were really off the wall, but we got them resolved. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air right now. Tonight's show is going to deal with some recent events that have occurred. And I want to preface my remarks by just making a simple statement that I have promised BBS Radio co-founders, Don and Doug Newsome, that I would not engage in mudslinging on the network, and I'm not going to do that. However, I can still speak my mind, and I can relate what I know to be the truth about certain issues, certain matters, that have been discussed as recently as the 2nd of June on the Coast to Coast AM radio program heard through Premier Network and on Clear Channels across the country, the Clear Channel Network. And there were some very slanderous and defamatory, libelous remarks made. And this particular interview on that night was used for the purpose of defaming and slandering myself, although not by name, by implication, and was used, again, to sell products and to advertise nothing but a bunch of lies, pure hogwash, and I'm going to deal with it. It is something that we can handle in the context of tonight's show, although I assure you it's a long story. We'll be right back. As I assured you, ladies and gentlemen, that is a long story, composed and performed by pianist Eliana Elias from her album, A Long Story. Thought it was appropriate music to take us outside the box tonight. Before I bring on tonight's guest, Dr. A. True Ott, I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to do it in a very generic way. And I'm going to ask the listening audience, and I know we have some new listeners, so you're probably going to be a little bit behind the eight ball on this. But those who listen regularly to the show or have visited my website, directlightproductions.com, know that I have been doing some very controversial research. I don't work for the CIA. I don't work for the FBI. If anything, I work for God. I said that on my show last week. The three-letter agency I work for is spelled G-O-D. I work for God. And I work for the interest of humanity, which is being enslaved at about the rate of 1,000 miles an hour today. Now, use some logic. If I was a CIA agent working undercover, or if I was a Satanist, would I slam Satanism and the FBI or the CIA? Actually, I don't really slam the FBI all that much. But the CIA, yes, I do, because it's the most corrupt organization other than Skull and Bones and Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderberg Group and Freemasonry under 1,000 different names across the planet. And if I were working for the CIA, would I out myself? Would I out the CIA? Would I out the agency I work for? It doesn't make sense. And if I do work for them, why don't they pay me? Why do they harass me? Why do they send their operatives, their disinformation agents, their minions out to slander me and libel me and attack me? Not just me, my guests, my associates, fellow journalists, fellow researchers, fellow truth seekers who do find the truth and have the courage to bring it out. Why are we attacked? Ask yourself that question. It doesn't make any sense. And if anyone wants my journalistic view on these topics, you can read my articles that were at one time published in the Idaho Observer. By the way, I do have them in print. And they're published on my website, directlightproductions.com. And they're published on many other websites around the world. Those who have asked for permission and were granted permission. I've been credited for newspaper articles in a piece of trash newspaper that came out shortly after Don Harkins, co-editor and co-founder of the Idaho Observer, was murdered in 2009. And that rag on the East Coast is run by the intelligence agency. I didn't write another article about Barack Obama other than what is posted on my website or was published in the Idaho Observer. That's a fact. And to take my writing and twist it, putting the cart before the horse, making up lies about me or about my research, is not respected. And it's being done by a medical mountebank and his journalistic concubine. That's as far as I'll go there. Now, use some common sense before you swallow the bait, because this is a psyop in the making. It's designed and determined to destroy my credibility. Why? Now, who would be behind this? Well, I wrote about George H.W. Bush and I identified him as George H. Scherf Jr. I wrote about John McCain, a.k.a. John McCann, who is not a U.S. citizen either. I wrote about Barack Obama. I wrote about Dwight David Eisenhower. I've been writing about the alien presence on this planet, and ultimately, all of this connects to that. But this story also involves reptilians, shapeshifters of all sorts. Okay? Now, I will deal with this issue. I have several means at my disposal to deal with the defamation and slander and libel that's occurring. I can write articles. In fact, trust me, I have all the material prepared to put it together and present it to you. So when that time comes, I'll push that button. And I also have at my disposal the legal system, which is probably the most corrupt on the planet. I'm not saying all judges and all lawyers are corrupt, but certainly the way the game is played, it's not the arena to expect the truth to come out. When you're not allowed to present defense, or you're not allowed to present evidence, they don't want to hear the truth, or they want to violate the Constitution and one's civil rights. That said, I think we can let this chapter of the story lay like a sleeping dog. Stick a fork in it. It's done. Now, having said that, I want to thank tonight's guest for being so patient with the communication problems we had, as well as allowing me that moment to rant. But it's the truth. My guest himself is a researcher, an author, a naturopath, a PhD. He is a talk show host. He hosts his own show on the Micro Effect Network. It's called The Story Behind the Story, and he's become a regular Monday night guest on Evident Footprints, Dr. A. Truott. Dr. Ott, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Don. Yeah. Well, I heard that I don't listen to George Norrie, and I don't listen to Coast to Coast. I have better things to do. But a friend did send me a copy of the track. I listened to it. Yeah. Pretty cut and dried. You know, even if that information is true, it's subversive and hurtful to business. But it's not true. That's the point. Now, on Miss Kane's blog, you see she has some headers. There's the home and the blog and count. COINTELPRO exposed, COINTELPRO hate mail, and then Truott exposed. And there's, you click on that, Dr. Truott fraud, CIA/FBI COINTELPRO agent linked to famous murders and death threats. And there's a picture of me on the left and the bald-headed Jared Lee Loeffner, the Manchurian candidate murderer, compares. So the clear, obvious implication is we're the same. We're the same group.
Yeah, we're the ones that exposed the group.
That's right. Truott exposed. And let me just go and just share with listeners, without giving this demented psycho any legs.
She wrote... Yeah.
See, who is Dr. A. Truott and what is his agenda? Truott is an agent provocateur. According to massive accumulated evidence, Sherry Kane, on behalf of Dr. Leonard B. Horowitz, who was targeted by Truott and his band of CIA/FBI COINTELPRO thugs for libel, defamation, harassments, and get this, violations of the Lanham Act, Title 43A, involving fraud and unfair competition against Dr. Horowitz's natural health product lines. In addition, this band of outlaws set the Harvard-trained humanitarian author of 17 books up for a, quote, religious assassination, Oh, my goodness. Boy, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I must be one busy son of a gun. Okay, background on Truat. Truat resides, she writes, in both Utah and Idaho. Not true. My primary residence is in Utah. I have a vacation cabin on a beautiful lake called Lake Pendere in Idaho. He claims to have been excommunicated from the LDS Mormon Church and to have experienced death threats. No claim there. I have the paperwork to prove it, Miss Kane. Okay. He is, quote, a rabid anti-Semite. I didn't know there were differences either. I'm a rabid anti-Semite. I'm just not anti-Semite. And subscribes to much KKK ideology. I know this because during the past couple of years, he has emailed me repeatedly using several aliases. In emails by one of his aliases, he claims to be a member of the Hister, a group of Nazis that follow the Nietzsche Superman Aryan philosophy. Oh my goodness. I've emailed her one time to expose and to explain what I actually said on Greg Zemanski's show. He was asking me about my arrest, my setup, I don't really know who filed this anonymous complaint. I couldn't get that out of the prosecutors. I was arrested and charged with a class 1 felony back in, I think it was 2001. I'm not sure the exact date. But it was eventually thrown out at preliminary hearing. Not enough evidence. I never harmed anybody. My only sin was being a chiropractic assistant by contract, working with a chiropractor and giving nutritional background. You say in Utah, to get licensed as a naturopathic physician, you must have credentials. I do. I have the certified transcripts of the Benedict Lust Foundation and Knipe Institute PhD studies through Germany. I have that posted. She bothered to just call up my office. I've been happy to send her copies of my certification and transcripts. But you see, it's a hatcher job, no doubt about it. So here I was arrested in 2001. Charged with a class 1 felony, which by the way is similar to a murder rap, 30 years to life if convicted. They play hardball. Anybody that steps on any toes and happens to reverse, this is what's so doggone funny about all this, Don. I had a radio talk show. It's called Health Is Your Wealth on KSUB Radio. You know, I looking back in retrospect, I must have needed my head examined. You know, I was cocky. I was a little egotistical, perhaps, and arrogant because I knew truths from the Benedict Lust Nutritional Foundation and the Knipe Institute of Hydrotherapy and Oxygen Therapy. I learned incredible truths and case histories and documents. Many of them, these modalities were wiped out during the Allied bombing orders under Churchill at the tail end of World War II. That's another story, Don. But anyway,
yes.
I'm sitting here. I had a tally going on the air for individuals that I had stopped from having surgery. One in particular was a double taking the legs off, what'd you call it? Anyway, my mind just went blank. He was supposed to have both of his legs taken off from diabetic ulcers that were gangrenous.
You're saying a double amputee.
Amputee, exactly.
Okay.
My mind just went blank. it was a $350,000 operation with all of the therapy, with all of the artificial limbs, etc. Okay. Mm-hmm. And there were others, heart disease is easily reversible with minerals supplementation and correct hydration. and correct minerals.
Yeah,
and
the word and, is but, prosthesis.
Yeah, yeah prosthesis. Yeah, I'm tired. I've been on the phone meeting with attorneys today, and you can guess what I've been meeting with. You know, because this is I'm starting to have people. You know, my wife Joan is a partner in the business with me, and she doesn't need this hassle. You know, there's not a more godly, saintly person in this world than my sweetheart.
No one needs it, but it's,
no one needs
the
it. And
connections are there. I mean, it's obvious who's behind this. Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it's our livelihood. We built this business from scratch. We have no business grants from the government. We don't need any. We're out there declaring truth. You know, we're trying to help people stay healthy, and if they've lost their health, to regain their wealth, their health. Their greatest wealth is their health. And doggone it, you know, to be falsely arrested for the first time and have machinery, implements taken without warrants, without judges' signatures, you know, to have your life terrorized, thinking of 30 years to life in prison for what? For hurting anybody? No, we're helping reverse disease by basic nutrition, by oxygen therapy, and base hypoallergenic mineral supplementation. Now, the only thing that happened strangely was a month before my arrest. In fact, Leonard Horowitz and his wife and family came through Cedar City on I-15 corridor on their way to a Southern California vacation. I'd met Len Horowitz through Dr. Paleo, who I was working, doing research with as well. He came and was very short, seemed almost, shall I say, jealous because of all the people I was working with and my statistics and my case histories. A month after he comes by, I'm raided by an anonymous tipster. Was somebody with clout, by the way. If somebody just, you know, is out there checking into this guy. Now, this obviously was clout enough to call in the big dogs, the federal dogs. Now, I was stunned. When I was arrested, I contacted the World Naturopathic Health Organization, Dr. James DeSalt. Dr. DeSalt asked me who was after me. Dr. James DeSalt said some quite shaky things about Len Horowitz. DeSalt had some goods on him. I said, no, I don't believe that. Well, it's highly coincidental. This is what DeSalt was telling me. DeSalt came to my preliminary hearing. He came in and offered a preliminary amicus brief, Don. He a friend of the court brief, showing that the right to practice naturopathy and nutrition goes back to the rights put out by the Nuremberg trials, for heaven's sakes. The presiding judge, Braithwaite, took one look at that and called counsel into his chambers and came right back out and summarily dismissed the charges with prejudice against me. DeSalt says, we'll talk later about what this means. He left me, Don, to go down back to Las Vegas. This was in Cedar City, Utah. He went back to catch a plane to Las Vegas to go meet with another harassed naturopath in the Phoenix, Tucson area. I called his office in Washington, D.C. to chat with him and to thank him for taking time out of his own pocket. His money and time out of his own pocket wouldn't take anything from me to pay it back. And I got an answering machine. Another week went by. Another 2 weeks went by. Finally, I got word. Dr. James DeSalt was murdered and killed, shot to death in Arizona. He went out. He picked up the chiropractor, the naturopath. Naturopath's wife and kids went out to dinner and a movie while they talk shop at the kitchen table. They come back. Both of them shot dead at the temple with a .45 caliber gunshot wound. At the same time, the same evening, DeSalt's naturopathic offices in Washington, D.C. are firebombed. Don't tell me about COINTELPRO agents, by God. You bet I'm ticked off right now.
So what was the incentive? Who whistle blew? Who called in the dogs? Well, in my interview on the Arctic Beacon with Greg Szymanski, I just said, you know, it could be. You know, I don't know, but hey, golly, you know that this guy who claims to be this naturopathic healer, he is publicly announcing on his website at the time that he was an honorary inductee of the Knights Hospital or the Division of the Knights of Malta, the Club of Rome, the very people that are involved in Big Pharma.
Yet denied that he was on a list.
Yeah. So, you know, when I do a little bit of cursory research on Knights Hospitaller, they are designed, the point of it all is they are to rout out specifically people of the Knipe Institute link. Their big enemies in the world are those that practice naturopathy via oxygen therapies. That's who they target. Now put two and two together. Now, suspicions are high, but I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt, Don. I do. I try to be positive thinking. I look in all of the reports that Horowitz put out, you know, exposing the flu vaccine, the death by Big Pharma. All of these things are excellent information, in my opinion. I've promoted them. Good heaven, I've bought them from him. I've supported him in that. So to see this attack against me is very upsetting because it just proves who was behind it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It proves all along who was behind the whole operation.
Okay.
Background on Truot, please give me a.
You were dropping out there for a second.
You know, I don't hardly get ticked off, but I am ticked. I am really ticked. You know, and I'm laying out the plan. I know how much money it would cost to file a lawsuit, a slander. But the problem is, you know, these guys. What are you going to get out of them? A promise not to do it anymore? What's going to? These are yapping dogs, you know, and that's the point. So I went in and based on my counsel, my attorney's advice, I did in fact write out a rebuttal. I published it on my blog. I'd like to share it word for word, if it's okay tonight. It's nothing defamatory, derogatory, and definitely not mudslinging. In fact, I think it's just the opposite. It's an olive branch.
Yes, be my guest. Go ahead. You were cutting out a little bit there, so I just wanted to let you know. Maybe happening because you've raised your voice beyond 528 hertz. So.
www.atruwa.com, which, by the way, is my only blog. I don't have time or resources to do multiple blogs like they accuse me of, and I surely don't have any means or need to go around with aliases such as what she is claiming. That is absolute paranoia. Here's what I write. An open letter to Sherry Kane and Leonard Horowitz, DDS. Quote, I write, this public letter is being written and openly posted on my only personal web blog, www.hra.com, in rebuttal to the baseless, inherently false and libelous allegations posted by Ms. Kane, quote, on behalf of Mr. Leonard Horowitz. And there I have a link to that blog, and so people can read it for themselves. Now, this thing is just, the post is so rambling and so disjointed, it's just amazing that anybody would even consider this to be factual. But anyway, I write, I do not wish to speculate as to the possible motivation inherent in such a vicious and mean-spirited personal attack. I will leave that to my readers to form their own conclusions. In my business office, I have a little sign titled Zub's Law, which reads, quote, generally, people tend to oppose that which they don't understand. the degree of their opposition being directly proportionate to their ignorance. I like that proverb. I have found it to be a true statement. Perhaps Ms. Kane and her good friend Leonard Horowitz have made an honest mistake in judgment and simply do not understand A, that stands for Alma, Truat. Alma being a Mormon masculine name, not a feminine name as the world would have it. Sadly, however, they have willfully chosen to resort to tortuous slander and libelous defamation of my personal character. Oddly, Horowitz claims to be a natural healer via an exclusive love of frequency and claims to vigorously oppose those who would covertly create disease and death via big pharma and mass vaccinations. The latter is commendable and admirable, for it is my desire and motivation as well, while the former is scientifically questionable and smacks of New Age sorcery, not healing naturopathy in the true sense. Yet, for some reason, Kane and Horowitz are wrongfully attacking an individual who in reality is nothing less than a pure comrade and colleague in this minefield of propaganda-induced misinformation from the military-industrialist complex. I find it strange that their energy has been wrongfully focused on harmless old A. Truat, I should also include Don Nikoloff and others, while individuals like Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, and I have a link to Taubenberger's website and others, the primary creator of the resurrected cloned 1918 killer virus of Fort Detrick in the Centers for Disease Control. You know, it's funny that they have attacked me and yet no mention whatsoever has been of Dr. Taubenberger and his connections to AIPAC. Isn't that just interesting? I say one has to ask if perhaps their common ethnicity, which again I submit as Khazarian imposter Jews, may possibly be one reason for such blatant omission. I write, quote, throughout her libelous text, Miss Kane accuses me of lying about having a false PhD. Yet, no mention is ever made that Dr. Horowitz is a DDS, a dentist by training. One should therefore ask, what makes him qualified to dispense naturopathy and nutrition to the masses any more than A. Truat? Does his Harvard credentials mean he is a demigod, Ms. Kane, who walks on water and therefore no other person is qualified to research and report on any subject, on any related subject? For the record, PhD programs in the field of nutrition were virtually non-existent in America in the early 90s. A colleague and mentor of mine in Alexandria, Virginia, introduced me to a PhD program in 1994, which was indeed brokered by the American College in Washington, D.C. This was in the days of, remember the old original dial-up internet?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I did. I mean, it was slow, but I remember I would spend hours after work, I mean, all night long, burning the midnight oil, going through these texts and then taking the text.
Coincidentally, they called it BBS at that time.
Yeah, exactly.
Bulletin
yeah.
Board Service.
Exactly.
Not to be confused with BBS radio.
And so, I mean, I loved it because right at the outset, okay, the tuition was you know, a year. It was, but in a way, it was refreshing. Right at the outset, they had me sign a statement that they had notified me this was not an accredited course, but the PhD internationally is valid. Okay? Well, I thought about that for a while. I said, well, if it's not accredited, do I really want this? But then they explained what the accreditation is, and it opened up my a whole new avenue of thinking to me. They say accreditation is the board of regents, the board of governors. Higher education, you see, they decide what is taught. They decide the curriculum. They decide what is called outcome-based education. They want you to be to think one way and one way only. And if the agenda, if the curriculum goes against that outcome-based model, they're not accredited, period. And then they explained to me, well, as I questioned them, I said, well, who determines the Board of Regents? And then they sent me information, which I greatly appreciated, showing me that it's all based on the Masonic Temple, the Masonic Lodges, the 33rd Degree Masons. That, in fact, the whole graduation ceremony, the whole, if you get a doctorate degree or a MBA or any type of master's, you have different levels of, so we call it satanic robes. You put these robes over you to cover your clothing. You march up in a pompous, nose in the air, prideful, pomp and circumstance march. You walk up and you put on your head a mortar board. A mortar board. Those of you that know anything about masonry, those brick masons that go out and lay bricks for a living, they put the mud that cements the bricks and bricks walls in place on this mortar board. It's a hod carrier, H-O-D. Hod is the mud. So the mortar board symbolizes very clearly, hey, they've successfully molded your mind to the accreditation one way and one way only. And that is pervasive through law enforcement, through the criminal justice system, through everything the establishment puts out. Now, if you truly want to be educated, you truly want to think for yourself, you got to think outside the box, I submit. Otherwise, you're nothing but a slave and a lackey. So, here's what I...
What do they use the tassel for? That's what I want to know.
Well, it goes from left brain to right brain. It goes across your eyes to begin. It's the symbol of...
You've got, an intermittent signal, Dr. Ott.
Well, I apologize, but I'm doing the best I can.
Okay. You said, okay, it goes across your eyes.
Yeah, it's the Khazarian Jews have what's called phylacteries, okay? They basically are objects that fall before the eyes. Typically, they have commandments or statements from the Torah, or the Pentateuch, or the Talmud. You know, these are daily words that they put called phylacteries. I think that's really where the tassel symbolizes it.
That's sort of like a hypnotic pendulum in a way.
I think it could be.
I'm not saying that's what occurs, but maybe with some it does. But certainly. Certainly, it doesn't serve any purpose other than the ritual.
Yeah, it's just a prideful ceremony, but it's this information I received got me to think about it. I said, "My goodness, I had no idea." Yeah, I just thought it was just some meaningless thing. But there's symbolism in everything. I submit. So I write, quote, "For the record, Ms. Kane, let me be the first to publicly declare that my doctorate degree is not." And I repeat, not accredited by the Masonic Board of Regents of America. So, I mean, if you want to call me Mr. Ott, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I just know what I know. My knowledge and information is in my head, in my soul, in my spiritual self. I know who I am. I write, quote, "I am actually proud of this fact. This incredible, unaccredited PhD course taught me unvarnished truth and, more importantly, how to think critically." The professor, they didn't want to be called professors, they were teachers, they said, declared up front that the degree was not accredited and then went on to explain to me what this actually means. It means primarily that there are no black robes and mortar boards given upon completion. There is no pomp and circumstance. Only pure education. The curriculum, you see, was not dictated on an outcome-based master business model. Now, for a more thorough analysis of this truth, the reader should become acquainted with one Mr. John Taylor Gatto, that's spelled G-A-T-T-O, and his seminal exposé titled Underground History of American Education. Now, if you go to my website and you just look at this and read along as I'm explaining it, I do have hyperlinks to that. You can get the full text of the book, Underground History of American Education. I've read it, Don. It's phenomenal. He is right on point. I write then, quote, "This, dear reader, is a huge part of the false establishment of higher education, especially the pomposity of the so-called Ivy Leagues, of which Horowitz is a very proud product. For the record, the course list of study for my PhD was prepared by individuals associated with the Benedict Lust Foundation and the Kneipp Institute of Germany. I enrolled in the program in 1994 and graduated on June 14th of 1996. I have attached a copy of my transcripts and course list for those who would question. I submit that whether a PhD is accredited or not is ultimately irrelevant. What should matter most is what is learned, and more importantly, what knowledge is applied, and how many people are helped via this knowledge. Is society better or worse from the applied knowledge, accredited or otherwise? This education was and is the basis for the foundation of my company, Mother Earth Minerals Incorporated, which started business originally in 1997 under the name Energy Images. Ms. Kane accuses me of copying and plagiarizing the works and writings of her good Dr. Horowitz. Yet the truth is my business product line and business plan precedes the good doctor's Oxy Silver product by many years. I write, quote, how egotistically sadistic of them to denigrate me solely to aggrandize their own business and profit motives. Again, what is their motive for such an attack? For the record, I publicly declare I have never used aliases. I have never in my life used an alias, Don. I don't need to, for I am a completely transparent individual.
Nor have I, for that matter. Nor has Ted Gunderson.
No, no way. The website labvirus.com, they accused me of that being my website, for heaven's sakes, is not mine in any way, shape, or form. It belongs to a Mr. Alex Studer, who's trying his best to help awaken individuals. Now, what he writes and what he does on his own website, I have no control over. I don't agree or disagree with many of the things he posts, but he does post some of, you know, most of my writings. He does. Furthermore, I said I can only take, please, not.
Okay, you're dropping out again. You said, furthermore, I can only take, and then
take responsibility for what I personally write and post, not for what others write about me. Now, she takes me to task for my grassroots organization called CRSA. It was a 501c3 nonprofit grassroots organization formed solely to be an entity to bring complaints in the Office of Environmental Quality against this massive CAFO, the Concentrated Animal Feeding Operation. Massive. Millions of hogs and their waste products sitting out in the open desert, sun sticking up the place and ruining our groundwater, aquifers. I'm sorry. I have a real problem with that. I am not anti-agriculture. I am pro-small farmer. You see, these big concentrated animal feeding operations, these big, mega, gigantic farms are so deadly, a threat against the small, independent farm and small rancher in so many ways, Don. And I uncovered so much of their business plan. The pork bellies that are slaughtered and brought to market at Farmer John's in Los Angeles, it goes and shipped on.
Okay, we lost you again, Dr. Rott.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know what's going on, but...
It goes and... that's about all we heard.
Well, anyway, you know, this whole thing of CRSA got the attention of George Magazine. It got the attention of the Wall Street Journal. It got the attention of the Sierra Club, who on their own agenda had come out against these large animal feeding operations. And on their own initiative, not by any request of mine, they publicly supported my work. Now, she libelously says that I'm a division arm of Sierra Club because of my little grassroots organization, CRSA. It's like saying, oh, this dog that you see is white with curly hair. It's a poodle. This dog is a poodle, vis-a-vis all dogs are poodles. What a ridiculous, illogical claim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all I'm saying here.
This is coming from an alleged ex or former Fox News reporter. Now, what do you think Rupert Greenberg, Rupert Murdoch, his alias. What do you think she would say about this?
I would say that they let her go for good reason. Her work is spurious and scandalous without basis and without merit. I mean, she calls herself a journalist and doesn't bother.
Well, the mainstream media is controlled by the Khazarian bankers. They're controlled by the petroleum industry and the pharmaceutical industry. Just look at the commercials. You can see who's paying the bills.
She accuses me of being a Bush hater and a very dangerous COINTELPRO agent that brings disaster on all honest.
Let's get something straight. We're not Bush haters, maybe SHRF haters.
Okay. Well, I write this. I said, finally, in conclusion, Ms. Kane, on the record, I voted for George Herbert Walker Bush, or SHRF, and was deeply sorrowed. I was indeed. I thought it was a dark day when Slick Willie Clinton defeated him. You see, I was ignorant and naive at that time. The contents of the Gemstone file that I did indeed share with John Kennedy Jr. changed my concept of the man George Bush and his organized crime family. Kennedy indeed hired private investigators and verified everything in the file. John Jr.'s exact words to me days before his death were, quote, if W thinks he can run for dog catcher after I'm finished with his old man, he is in for a rude awakening. This was when he was positioning himself to run for the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
I write, quote, if this makes me a Bush hater, too bad, so be it. It is simply the truth. Tell me, dear Ms. Kane, are you a Bush supporter? Do you believe his official version of 9/11? Do you think the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are justified? Do you think Israel is 100% benevolent and has never benefited in any way from the post-9/11 events? Finally, in conclusion, there is little doubt in my mind who the real COINTELPROs are here. It should be crystal clear even to the blindest dupes. Simply answer the following questions, dear reader. Who has allegiance to, via his alma mater, of the Ivy League elitists, Dr. Ott or the good dentist Horowitz? Who has openly bragged about his elite membership in the Knights Hospitaller, Ott or Horowitz? Who is the exact same ethnicity as top Illuminati kingpin Evelyn Rothschild? Who is the phony doctor of nutrition, and who is the real deal? And finally, who has credibility, and who is more than just a little libelously paranoid, and thus quite dangerous to others in so many ways? With the most deepest regrets for the necessity of this letter's content, I am A. Alma Truod, Ph.D., with a certificate of live birth to prove it.
Yeah. Well, we talk about aliases. Now, that's an interesting word that was used. There, you're being accused of using aliases. And in my research, that's all I encounter are aliases. Politicians, presidents, vice presidents, congressmen, senators, bankers, doctors, lawyers, judges. It's one gigantic, humongous, organized crime family that's basically raping and pillaging every country on the face of this planet for their own personal gain. That's what it's all about. And I have to say, you have never, in all the many, many times, countless times you've been on the show, you've never promoted your health products on this show. That's not been your reason for being here. We've talked about those issues. I've even asked you, I think on two occasions, to give your business website a domain address out in case anyone wanted to check out your products. But you've never ever tried to promote your products yet. We have slanderous emails, press releases, even the appearance on the Coast to Coast show with George Norrie on the 2nd of this month was numerous times injected with pleas to help us buy this product, become an affiliate, save money, putting down other products out there as if this is God's magic elixir.
Well, you know, really, you take a colloidal silver product. You know, any mineral, Don. Let me just talk about product for just a while, okay? Minerals, whether they're calcium or magnesium, they're metallic. Okay, copper is a good example of this. Copper can be stripped of electrons and it could become a highly dangerous, toxic, heavy metal, okay? Silver can do the same thing. If it's not got extra electrons in its outer shell of the hydrogen-oxygen base, it can become toxic at the cellular level. Now, that's the Knipp Institute proofs. It explains why minerals are bioavailable and why. And that's what led me to build my company. I have forgotten more about silver than the good doctor will ever know. And I don't say that to be bragging. I just say it as fact. My goodness. All he does is take one product, probably a lesser quality silver because it's not redoxed. It's not given the electrons it needs. And he basically adds sodium chlorate, an oxidizing agent. That's it. Oxysilver. It costs him pennies to make this product. I know what it's all about. The guy, I mean, come on. I have products from boron to zinc, for heaven's sakes. Each mineral is just as important as silver. It has its own bioavailability and talks to the cellular level. That's all there in my dissertation, which I published in book form called Wellness Secrets for Life, the Knipp Institute Untold Story of Mineral Frequency. You know, how many books on minerals has the dentist printed and published? Yeah. Good heavens.
Yeah. Unfortunately, there are those out there and whole networks, whole radio networks outside of the mainstream media, we're talking about alternative, have been staffed with hosts that are putting out every kind of tripe, every kind of Vatican-inspired, Israel-inspired, Khazarian-inspired, pharmaceutical company-inspired, petroleum industry-inspired, military-industrial complex-inspired hoax, creating fear. And tell, you know, we dealt with this Planet X issue. We dealt with Elanine. We dealt with the good little pastor there in in California that said the planet's going to end on March 22nd.
May 22nd.
You know, I'm sorry he was wrong because I had to keep doing this show. I said I'd quit if he was right. You know, if it was the end of the world, I wouldn't have had to make the decision. But people don't think through that.
But how about this? You know, there was this in my local newspaper, they had a follow-up article that, you know, he's revised his predictions. This is Harold Camping. He's revised his prediction out to October or something.
Yeah.
But it gave a background of the guy's wealth. I mean, the guy's hundreds of millions of dollars in donations. Oh, come on. Are people that gullible? I mean, come on. Yeah. Really? It's got to be something much deeper than that.
Yeah, that's on mainstream media that's coming out, too. So have they suddenly started telling the truth? We know they lie. We've proven it time and again. And history has been a lie. That's the nature of my research, and to a very large extent, that's been the nature of your research. You and I have worked on several projects together, even. Anything from the Fort Hardin, Montana episode with American Police Force, tied it into DynCorp. You get the credit on that, but they're using Serbian Orthodox churches in Cincinnati, Ohio, to funnel the money. It fits like a glove with what's going on geopolitically. And our outing of that was so devastating to those people that they stopped the project. And the woman who used to work for the media, who they appointed as a public relations person for the prison, she resigned. She was given an SUV and a raise of her salary and everything. She resigned. She was totally embarrassed to find out that she had been duped into working for communists. Basically what that is.
Yeah, and it needs to be said, the American Police Force group tied to the DynCorp individuals, okay, when I traced back the training opportunities at DynCorp's website, and I called the website looking for a job, I must say I did a little, you know, white lie, said I was looking for, I had some military training. That's not exactly totally false. I'm not ex-Marine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they gave me the phone number to freaking Hardin, Montana. I mean.
Okay, you dropped out again, True, just so you know. Okay, now you're
Hello.
Back. Yeah, you're back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I wonder what's going on with this. My computer is going flat out nuts. It has for the last 3 days. Yeah. I wonder why that is.
Well, it sounds more like the feed that you're getting than the computer. When you come on, it's crystal clear. Hmm. It's just the interruption of the signal.
Well, okay, but
there's another one.
Yeah.
There. Okay, you're back.
Sign, we probably got to cut this short. Here it is after 12 o'clock. But, you know, doggone it, it's...
Well, we started 15 minutes late. Don't forget.
That's true. True enough. But so I don't know where this is going. I guess it's public opinion. I'm not a litigious believer in litigation. I'm not a litigious person. I'm piqued by the unjustness of this, the absolute, the bold, the brashness of unsubstantiated allegations. You know, I can't believe, you know, Don, you know how easy it is to track an IP address to the person in, you know, that is paying the bill on that darn thing.
Mm-hmm.
If these aliases track back to one central company paying the bills, and that's my company, then okay, she's got me. But it has, you know, she hasn't done that.
It started, True, if I may say so, the hounds of hell have come out, And this is a pattern. Every time there's an attack upon you or me or Ted Gunderson or any other bona fide truth-seeking journalist or talk show host, the minions come out of the woodwork, the disinformation agents. And I've done some research on them. And I can tell you that some who are posing as contrarians to each other are actually one and the same person. So that accusation that you're sending these emails is totally groundless. I know you well enough to say that, but I can tell you that certain names that you can't attach to a person unless you use a little bit of intuition reveal that these are the same people that come out in other cases in the past. So devious is this plan, you see. And it's character assassination is what it is. Pure and simple. It's character assassination.
Again, if it was just me alone, that's okay. But, you know, I have employees depending on my company. I have a son with a new baby on the way next Thursday and a 2.5-year-old grandson who I love dearly. They're affected by this. It's hard when your wife is, hurt by, stung by these allegations, which she knows is false. But you can't imagine the vindictiveness and the hate and the motivation for this. So this is why, you know, I have to seek legal counsel and see what my options are. And I'll say this publicly, unless I receive a complete retraction and a public apology, there will be litigation. I'm not going to stand. You know, I've ignored it up to this point, but this she's crossed the line big time with this one.
Yes. Well, our research has revealed some rather incriminating evidence about politicians and the infrastructure that they've set up. And we're not talking about just people who had aspirations to be in government. We're talking about infiltrators, foreign infiltrators into this country who were aided and abetted by our forefathers. And this has been a plot worked out between the Vatican and the UN and the Khazarian bankers and brokerage houses that are running thousands of Ponzi schemes to bilk the public of their hard-earned dollars or their hard-earned income wherever they are. This is not the only place this is going on this planet. But other truths that we're revealing as to who these beings are who are pulling the strings is at the core of this. And isn't it coincidental that we have shapeshifters in our midst? And that's not an exaggeration. That can be proven.
Well, you have to look at the eyewitness testimony of Clay Douglas, what he experienced with a good doctor. I mean, I've heard him say it 3 different times. The story is never changing. It's always exactly the same. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Okay, something is dreadfully wrong with these groups, these two people.
Yes.
And you know, to have them be given a bully pulpit on George Norrie. And Jeff Rentz, I understand, had him on, and he did much the same thing on Jeff Rentz's show. And I tell you, man, why would you ever want such a person to be given airtime? I mean, to spread that garbage and libel?
Yeah, well, there's a whole network that's been created for that purpose. I won't even give them the courtesy of naming them. But the hosts and the guests are all cut from the same cloth. And again, the unsuspecting, naive patriot out there expects to hear truth when they're listening to Patriot Radio. And they're given stories about Planet X and Comet Elenine and radiation. You know, we debunked what's going on in Japan. There's no doubt that there was an explosion at the Fukushima reactor, but we've covered that. And it's been verified by other sources who were unfamiliar with the broadcasts that we've done on this show over the past 2 months or so, actually beginning on March 11th, the night of the earthquake. We made general statements that night, but we got into some specifics. And they're attacking the same people, you see, who are responsible for that. We're disclosing the truth. That's the problem. They want it stopped. They don't want the truth to be disclosed to anyone. So we're going to be attacked. We're going to be experiencing character assassinations, no matter how ridiculous they are. And that someone that would profess to be a Christian and promote love and all the other gobbledygook that's promoted, you wouldn't expect that kind of treatment, you see. No, it's a very dark subject. To call me or you or Ted Gunderson or anyone else, I can't speak for other people. I can speak for the people I know, who I know not to be Satanists, or to say that we're working with Michael Aquino. Put the left shoe on the left foot, and you'll see that the individual making the claims has been either instructed, or he himself, or he, she himself, or it. Because you got to remember, we're talking about a shapeshifter here. Is acting like that, okay? Do some research and look for the pictures of the owls on, you know, former website postings and things like that. These symbols of the Bohemian Grove and Moloch.
Yep.
I could go on and on. As I said at the top of the show, it's a long story, but we would keep it as close to an hour as we could. Closing comment, Drew, before we say goodnight.
Well, yeah, I guess in one aspect, I should be grateful. Like I said on my radio show today, Don, you know, when you're targeted, it means that you must be over the target yourself. Okay, you must be if you're receiving flack, it means the target is you're pretty close. And if you're not, at least, you know, there's no reason for them to even go after you. So it just shows that we're right on point and right on target. I've been discouraged the last year or so. I've been spending way too much time doing these investigative reports and exposing what's really going on. And you know what? My business is hurt because of it. I don't take the time to promote and do my business the way I should. With the economic climate we're in, it's tough to make ends meet anymore. People just don't have a lot of discretionary income, and that's the first problem. You know, so I look at the Federal Reserve debacle against the same ethnic group that's controlling the money supply. It's in so many ways. Again, I hate to be labeled anti-Semitic. I said, why label anybody? They call me anti-Mormon. No, I'm anti-Christian. Okay, I'm a Christian. I have the spirit of truth. I believe I do. I have the spirit of God with me, Don. You know me. You know that I do. And the spirit of truth is just what it is. And so these ethnic groups are so quick to label you anti-this, anti-that.
Anti-Semitic actually is anti-Jew. These are pretend Jews.
These are Khazarians,
yeah.
The Khazarian tribe. Yeah, and, you know, they're Vlad Sepes, Dracula bloodlines, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
Just what they are is what they are. Dark as dark can be. And like I said, I really, truly... try to look for the good in all things. I tend to be the glass half full, not the glass half empty type of individual. I just, you know, good golly, you need every ally you can in this battle. And I'm so deeply regretful that Lynn Horowitz and Sherry Cain turned out to be the enemy. I deeply regret that because, you know, we do need allies. We don't need to fight among ourselves.
And again, also in this post, she takes me to task.
You dropped out again, True. Just so you know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now you're back. Yes.
Well, she again promotes Jane Burgermeister as the expert of all the researchers on the swine flu thing.
Well, then you know they're doing this for the pharmaceutical companies, as I said. That's part of it.
You know, we exposed that whole operation. She was a lying piece of trash from the very beginning. Jane Burgermeister lied through her teeth and every way. She never filed any charges against Big Pharma in America, the FBI, none of that. She never proved a word she said. And we call her on it, and suddenly we're the Nazis, we're the hate mongers, because we ask her to prove what she claims. Sorry.
Yes. Well, True, I appreciate your tolerance of the technical issues and your patience during my rant at the top of the show, but I had to at least clear the air for those listeners out there that wonder why I'm not talking about this. It's a simple matter of feeding it energy it doesn't deserve. This is to distract me from my expose behind what happened on April 20th of 2010 in the Gulf of Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And wait till you see what I have on that.
April 20th, another Black
Hitler's
Sabbath
birthday.
Day.
Yeah, Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday and the anniversary of Waco and all kinds of other burning of Marduk. It's a ceremonial ritual of Marduk.
But this is going to fuel my inner fire to also get the next installment of the Three Stooges Go to Washington out there as well. The writing is on the wall as to who's behind this, and I will even eventually pen a piece in that regard, identifying who's behind it. So, I thank you for being on Evident Footprints tonight, and I wish you the best. I'll be listening to your show on the Micro Effect Network, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time, 12 to 2 p.m., on the West Coast, 9 to 11. Nine to 11 a.m. Okay, and you can figure out your times in between there. True, you have a good night.
Thank you so much, Don. Be well and be safe. And thanks to our listeners for putting up with this tonight. It's not pleasant. And again, I apologize for that, for the content. I don't apologize for speaking truth, but it's just something we don't like to talk about. But good night and God bless you, Don.
Okay, you too. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And tonight's guest, his real name, Dr. A. True Ott. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network. Over at BBS tonight, we had Don Newsom on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be historian, health consultant, herbalist, and musician, Mr. Michael Anthony. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.